Well, the Fed's done it again, raising interest rates yesterday by another 0.5%, bringing them to a 15-year high. They were last at this level just before the 2008 financial crisis. That was caused by home loans made by unscrupulous lenders to people who couldn't afford them. Today's crisis is inflation, the cost of things. Fed Chair Jerome Powell said yesterday that raising rates further will help keep those prices under control.
Price stability is the responsibility of the Federal Reserve and serves as the bedrock of our economy. Without price stability, the economy doesn't work for anyone.
Let's bring in MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent Ali Velshi to help us with this. Ali, hello.
Hello.
And some context first. Now, you've told us that high interest rates mean that businesses that borrow money to operate or people, you know, all of us paying off credit cards or loans, maybe paying a little more for that money that we're holding on to, you know, while we're borrowing it. But we also know some rates are fixed and some are variable. So explain that.
Yes. Yeah. So if you've got a fixed rate mortgage for 15 years or 5 years or 30 years, you're actually doing okay. Let's say you locked into your mortgage a year ago or 2 years ago at a low rate. Your biggest expense is covered. You might have an auto loan that's covered, you know, that's not moving. But if it's credit card rates or any kind of variable loan or the idea that you've been looking to spend on something. You want to buy a new car or you want to buy a dishwasher or washing machine or something like that or spend on a vacation. Now that new interest rate will be very high. So by design, increasing interest rates, as the Fed has been doing for months and months and months, is meant to say slow down your spending. It's supposed to have the effect of slowing down in spending. That reduces demand, that reduces prices, and that contains inflation. It's starting to work, but it generally takes a while for it to work.
Oh, well, that's okay. So you think it's starting to work. I want to hear more about that. But I also more about, you know, different people get hurt in different ways, as you've been saying. For instance, we know small businesses in particular borrow sometimes every month to make the payroll or to pay off the money that they borrowed the previous month, you know, to get through the month. And they often can't get those fixed interest rates.
They don't get the preferential borrowing rates that large companies do. B, they don't have the scale to be able to balance it all out. So if somebody's got one store or five stores, they can't make the money elsewhere that they're losing here. And they also don't have the ability to do anything about it. So they don't pass every last piece of that increase that they're feeling in interest rates or the cost of goods onto their consumers, which means small businesses have their profit margins squeezed during times of rising interest rates.
Yeah.
Corporations, on the other hand, are much more successful at passing that through to their consumers. You just simply pay a higher price for something, and the corporation doesn't get its profit margin squeezed. In fact, there's some evidence that some companies who are not even suffering because of higher interest rates, because they're not paying higher interest rates or because of inflation, are taking advantage of the idea that the consumer is expecting to pay more, so they're raising rates, and corporate profitability is actually increasing. So small business profitability is decreasing in this environment of raising interest rates, and large companies are making more money.
What's up with that? You know, corporate profits are at a record high this year. I mean, we're adjusting the interest rates, but is there anything that can be done about that potential abuse of the rates?
Not in a normal capitalist society, but there's no law against making as much money as you can make. It's not like price gouging in a hurricane where you charge more money for something that people desperately need. This is just companies charging more money for things that consumers are willing to pay for. And so far, consumers have been willing to keep on buying and paying for things. In fact, we saw Black Friday and Cyber Monday were record-breaking. However, as you and I speak, the stock market is down several percent today because suddenly, and this is the first time we got a retail sales report that suggests the consumer might be weakening. Now, we don't know whether that's because they don't want to pay higher interest on their credit card. We don't know whether that's because inflation is causing them to step back. But the one thing that we do know from every recession we've had in this country is that the American consumer is the canary in the coal mine when it comes to a recession. So the idea that just a little bit, the consumer retreated just a little bit in the last month has now got investors spooked into thinking that all this interest rate hike, all these rate raises are going to cause a recession.
Yeah, but this is the Goldilocks part in the minute we have, because this whole idea of raising the interest rates is to slow down the economy. It's too hot.
Yes.
So if it slows it down too much, you know, you get to, so tell us that just a little bit of that in the minute we have.
Yes, you're looking for mama bear here. You do not want to slow down the economy so much that there's a recession, but you need to slow it down enough that people ease up on their spending. There is no science to this whatsoever. It is all an art form. It's what the consumer thinks. Remember, recessions are not scientific. They're consumers who say, I'm worried that I'm not going to have a job next year, so I stop spending. So that's exactly where we are. If the consumer's slowing down a little bit right now, everything will be fine. If the consumer's slamming on the brakes suddenly, while we still have inflation, the Fed finds itself in a real pickle because they've got to get inflation down while the economy is slowing down. We're not there yet. I would not use a couple days as a trend, but we're in that worrisome part where it could be Goldilocks, could be something else.
And it's our job. Slow down a little, but not too much.
That's right.
Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor, economics correspondent. Thanks as always.
My pleasure.